New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't and wish you had. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun. And as the late, great Joe Buck once stated, I don't believe what I just saw. I do not believe what I just saw. And yes, it's been one of those years. It's been one of those months. It's been one of those days. Let's start off on the ice in the National Hockey League. The biggest underdogs in the last 31 years because the odds makers know hockey, evidently. The Montreal Canadiens are now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1993. The Canadiens knocking on the door. They play Thursday night in Montreal, which happens to be a holiday in Montreal, and a holiday in which there's already going to be hundreds of thousands of people on the streets that are wasted early in the afternoon, whether the Montreal Canadiens were playing or not. And the Montreal Canadiens have never played this late in Montreal before. Historic. A historic run going on for the Montreal Canadiens right now. And Steve Merrill's going to step up in and join us. And as Steve Merrill says, you don't want to catch a falling knife. Right now, that falling knife are the Montreal Canadiens and the Phoenix Suns. I don't believe what I just saw. If we have any production issues this evening or we have technical issues, it might be because one of our producers decided to smash things in his studio. All right? I'm prepared for that this evening. I'm ready for that. All right? Now, we've all got our problems, all right? we've all got our problems. Just absolute insanity. A crazy game, man. A crazy game in the Valley in which they were going back and forth. It seemed like every play there was like a review and who did the ball go off of. And when it was all said and done, there were 0.8 seconds left. Yeah, there's enough time to get a shot off, but, you know, it rarely ever works out. And it actually worked out for Phoenix. They actually lobbed the ball into Ayton on an alley-oop. He tipped the ball in. Shot was good. Yet there was still time left on the clock, right? So the game still wasn't over. But it's finally over. And as I stated, I'm fully expecting some technical difficulties because this is a rough one. This is a rough one. We're going to give We're going to give we'll give Matthias a couple minutes. I'm not even going to ask him about this right now. We're going to let him calm down. All right? And Serge Ibaka just tweeted out. I can't even repeat what Serge Ibaka tweeted out. You know, absolute insanity, man. Absolute insanity in the National Basketball Association. And this thing just goes back and forth. And, you know, the Phoenix Suns getting a Los Angeles Clippers team without Kawhi Leonard. You figure, all right, you know what? They're going to be able to roll these guys. I get it. I get it. Chris Paul isn't there. But, man, I got to tell you, you're 0.8 seconds away. If you lose like that, that's like some college stuff. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? It's the Twisted Tuesday. That's what's going on. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. There's craziness in the desert. All right, the Phoenix Suns have just beaten the Los Angeles Clippers. A dramatic buzzer beater at 0.8, whatever you want to call it. An inbounds alley-oop. An absolute, like, you know, a rarity. Something that you'll see every now and then, maybe in a regular season game, a preseason game, when nobody's paying attention. Or in a college game or something like that, but in an NBA Western Conference championship game, wow. The Phoenix Suns are on a roll right now, and the chances of Suns in four are going on now. We're going to get into this. A lot of stuff going on. The Montreal Canadiens fans have taken over Las Vegas again, and it's funny because some people told us, right, that, oh, yeah, the Canadiens, they play in front of no fans. It's going to be like 18,000 fans at the games in Vegas. Yeah, 18,000 fans. Ted Savransky's wife and their kid. All right? The wife and the kid. They got free tickets and don't know anything about the NHL. The fans had a major impact. You're right. The fans have had a major impact in Vegas, actually. As I hear the chants, go Habs, go, throughout the night, I heard the chants late, ole, 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 ole. And imagine the border's not even open. If the border was open, it would be an entire sea of red in there. You know, there'd be like 2,000 hardcore Vegas fans, everybody else that gets the freebies, and they're Vegas fans when Vegas wins, but when they're not, then no, they're their hometown fan. I'm not a Vegas fan. I'm my hometown fan. Hey, Vegas won. Hey, go Knights, suck it. No, I'm not a Vegas fan. I'm my hometown fan. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. And the Montreal Canadiens are now one win away from the Stanley Cup. But I can't wait for all the so-called experts and jackasses. And please do it. Please do it. Well, no hope in hell against Tampa. Hope you know you can't beat Tampa, right? Hope you know. I hope you know. Well, you know what? I hope you know that you're all losers. Whatever happens from here on out, the takes were bad. The points were bad. The lines were bad. The odds were bad.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps, plus fries, and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The predictions were bad. The Canadians are getting lucky. They're the luckiest team ever to win 22 straight games if they score three or more. They're now 10-0 in the playoffs this year if they score two or more. You hear us coming, Gary? Ole, 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 ole. Ole!
This is the Technology Minute.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Down on the Twisted Tuesday on a what the hell just happened Twisted Tuesday. The Phoenix Suns just stole one from the Los Angeles Clippers, who are looking damn good without Kawhi Leonard, actually. Let's be real. It's strange, isn't it? Kawhi Leonard's one of the best players ever, one of the best players, current players in the league right now, and here the Clippers are bawling. But yes, Chris Paul isn't there. Yet you sort of get the feeling that there's certain teams of destiny, and the Phoenix Suns just have that going for them right now, right? The Phoenix Suns are just rolling, right? Like, and, you know, whether Chris Paul is there or not, they're just, they're so talented. And it's funny because people have criticized Dayton over the years, but here he is dominating in the playoffs. And I remember, well, Ayton will never be able to deal with Anthony Davis. God, like, are people just, like, tired of being wrong, like, all the time with this stuff? And speaking of which, the Montreal Canadiens set a franchise record for their seventh road victory in the postseason. Match a franchise record set in 1989. I'll tell you, this Canadiens team is really, it's funny because when the Canadiens beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round, it was a big, you know, big rivalry series. It was a big deal. And they were down 3-1. And when it came back and won, a lot of people, you know, Canadian fans had the attitude of, well, whatever happens now, it doesn't matter. It was like Auburn, Alabama, right? It's like, whatever, dude. Like, we, you know, they beat the Leafs. That's all that matters. For whatever happens now is just sort of, you know, it's just sort of icing on the cake, right? But, and then it was just sort of, well, you know what? You want to come out of the division. Let's get to the semifinals. But the thing is, the players after the Leafs series said, you know, we know about the history and the legacy, but it's time that we write our own. And that's always been my problem with the Montreal Canadiens over the years, that they've lived in the past too much, that the players have capitalized on the former players' greatness. You know what I mean? Like a Montreal Canadian player can walk into any bar in Montreal, not pay for a drink, have sex with the hottest woman in the bar, even though they don't win. Why? Because past Montreal Canadian players won. Shouldn't work that way. Shouldn't work that way. Right, it should work like when Lyle Loderline. I was at a bar with Lyle Loderline once, who was a Montreal Canadiens defenseman, and the Canadian fans were actually starting to turn and get frustrated. It was the first time and the only time I've ever seen it happen, in which the Canadiens weren't selling out games. Like people were actually just fed up. They were still getting 18,000 out of 20 and stuff, but it wasn't like, you know, people were getting sort of surly. And Loderline said, he told me in a bar, because someone told him to F off in a bar, and he was a big dude too. And they said, he said to me, he goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, you know, in this city, if you win, he goes, there's a lot of lovely ladies and a lot of free drinks. He goes, if you lose, there's a lot of people that want to fight you. It's like, yeah, people are nut jobs. I get it. People are nut jobs. Let's bring in Steve Merrill, who's been watching the roller coaster, although I'm sure Steve had his eye more on the NBA game tonight than the Montreal Canadiens. Greatness, Steve. But hey, I've been telling you about the Canadiens for weeks now, Steve. Canadiens tonight, plus 210, buddy. Cash another ticket. Cash another ticket, plus 210 with the Habs. Now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, and I saw Tampa won 8-0 last night. I thought I had a baseball score there for a second when I saw that one. So, yeah. It's looking Montreal-Tampa looks like that's going to be the finals. But, yeah, no, I was afraid I wasn't going to make the show here. I thought I was sitting pretty because at 11:30 Eastern, there was a minute and a half left in the NBA game. You know, I thought I'd get some dinner, go for a workout, bake a cake, still do the show. And it took a good 35 minutes for the final minute and a half of that game to be played. There were at least four or five instant replay reviews. I mean, it was insane. But it was a great finish. And I also had to redo my notes for the show because I was about to say, hey, Paul George is finally stepping up. You know, you and I made fun of how bad he was in the playoffs for all these years, and then boink, boink, two missed free throws, and they lose by one. So I had to tear up those notes as well. But, yeah, it was a hell of a game, to say the least.
It really was. And, you know, it's rare that you see that. You'll see that in college, right, Steve? Sort of a breakdown in college, you know, the better team, oh, they inbounded the ball to a dude. Like, rare to see that in the NBA, but it really is kind of unstoppable. What are you going to do? And I credited you earlier, Steve, when I was teeing up, I guess. I said, you know, the man that's going to join us tonight talks about not wanting to catch a falling knife. The Phoenix Suns are not just a falling knife, but they're a knife that's like scalding hot, like an anvil. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like molten metal. Like, they're hot as hell, and it's a knife. Their fans are knocking people out in the stands, calling it in four. They can't be stopped. And I, you know, and Matthias is a Clipper fan. I don't know if you've recovered a little bit, Matthias, but you could know. This is just me saying this because it was a lot. I was celebrating a hockey game. Like Steve said, a basketball game wouldn't end. I'm like, is this game going to end? What's going on? And I'm going to bet that was Beverly, right, that pushed Booker after the game? I'm willing. Like, no, I'm going to do that.
I thought it was Cousins.
What,
I'm not sure. I saw the guy get pushed, but Beverly's cool with Booker. I'm pretty sure it was Cousins.
I don't think it was Cousins. Let's get.
Yeah,
get
there was a push at a different time. Was not Cousins. I don't know about after the game. Maybe he pushed him, but he was getting scrappy with Beverly, I think, as well. But there was a lot of turmoil and chaos. It's hard to tell. There was a lot of commotion.
After the game, Devin Booker got shoved. Like, not in the basketball game, guys. Not in the basketball game.
It was after the dunk, right? It was after the game-winning dunk, and there was, like, the time expired, and then you saw kind of Booker go flying off the screen.
Yeah. So who shoved him?
I think it was Cousins. My first impression was that was Cousins out of frustration.
It was Cousins?
Well, on the dunk, yeah, however, on the dunk, actually, what happened was Booker made a hell of a screen and got knocked sideways by Zubac or whatever his name is, and that's why he was unable to jump as high to stop the dunk. Booker set a screen and took him out and got knocked sideways doing so. So that might be what you saw right after the dunk was him setting the screen.
No, I'm talking after. There was like a shove after in the melee. There was a shove. Basically, everybody gathered at center court. Everybody, I'm sorry I asked you guys. So,
I didn't see that part.
Yeah,
it was
I'm
over
sorry
at that
I
point.
Asked you. the game, it was in the middle. There was a big melee. Nobody knew if it was real. Paul George, like, take a look at it. People were claiming it was goaltending. And then out of the blue, you could see Devin Booker got shoved, like, pretty hard. Like, Booker's just standing there, and somebody just came up and pushed him in the chest. And, like, Booker went flying back, but I couldn't really see. I saw Beverly was there mouthing off. Like, Beverly was there, but I didn't see the shove. But people in the chat are saying, yeah, it was. They think it was Cousins. Whatever. I'll check on Twitter here.
Well, Gabe, you realize they added time to the clock, though. They did get another shot after that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you mean in between the final shot after the dunk before the final shot?
It wasn't after the game. It was after the
Okay,
melee.
That's I got
after
you.
After the
Yeah, I think that was Beverly. That's the one I saw as well. I thought you meant after the missed shot at the end there was another one. Yeah, I think it was Beverly maybe. But yeah, Booker did set a screen though to set up that dunk. I mean, he really kind of took one for the team. But still in it, and I was giving Zubac a tough time for not getting up there and blocking it, but he got kind of screened by Booker, and that really made the difference is why he wasn't able to block that inbound. And once again, it's not goaltending because it's not a shot. You can't shoot it in from the sidelines, so there is no goaltending there because it's not a shot to goaltend.
Well, when it's all said and done, Phoenix win the game, but the Clippers get the cover this evening. And I laid the points. I laid the points in Game 1 with Phoenix. I laid the points tonight, so I'd be a little bit more upset about this, but I'm in a good mood. Due to the Montreal Canadiens cash, it's like a million tickets for us tonight. And you know the Canadiens are good and when you've stepped into the mainstream here, when the Iron Sheik is on board. And we're getting confirmations it was Cousins that pushed Booker. I don't know if it's a suspendable offense, but he's definitely going to get fined pretty good. I've noticed, though, no one likes Booker. Everybody on every other team, they're always going after Booker. The Iron Sheik.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Just tweeted, the Carey Price, no jabroni. No, hey, you're exactly right, the Iron Sheik. The Carey Price is no jabroni. See, the Iron Sheik knows hockey more than, like, you know, than odds makers and hosting. The Iron Sheik, late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wow, are we having fun yet? And you gotta love the playoffs. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. The Stanley Cup playoffs are normally like the best. Like they're hard to, it's hard to top. And I'm not even someone that like watches the NHL religiously during the regular season. I do watch it every night, but you know, like it's the playoffs. Like it's one of those deals. The Stanley Cup playoffs is just like, it's like the coolest thing in sports. It's a battle, although I get it. Once it gets down to the Final Four, if you don't like the teams or, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's been going on for a long time and stuff, but it's been very intense this year. And the NBA playoffs that are normally anti-climatic, Steve, have been anything but as well, right? I mean, it's always so predictable, the NBA playoffs. It's been a real roller coaster. Guys are injured. It doesn't mean teams are going to lose after. Yet, in all actuality, Steve, it's interesting that you look at the teams that are left standing right now, the two teams with the best records in the NBA since March 1st, the Phoenix Suns, number one, the Atlanta Hawks, number two. So I guess we can't be shocked they're in the Final Four.
Yeah, and the Atlanta Hawks were just 14-20 on March 1st when they fired their coach, and they made Nate McMillan, who is still the interim head coach. He's still not officially the head coach next year.
Better make him the damn coach.
There's about 27 of the other teams that would take him right now to the 30 probably, or the 29, the other 29. Yes, you're right, though, Gabe. That's what's about the Atlanta Hawks. You and I have talked about that. Like, their home record is incredible. You know, going into this series as Philly, they'd only lost, like, 2 out of 23 times at home the last couple months.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, you know, you look at big picture, like, well, both the one seeds are out, and there's only 2, 3, 4, and 5 seeds left total. But then again, over the last few months, you know, the best two teams in the league are still in it. And that segues, you know, to the game one. I mean, the Bucks are a 7.5-point favorite. Your Milwaukee Bucks, Gabe Morency, are almost even money now to win the whole thing at FanDuel. But you got a feeling that, like, the Hawks are getting disrespected still.
Yeah, the number's too high, isn't it, the series price? You know, it just isn't. You know, Steve, so let me ask you, actually, being a numbers guy, because I just don't want the bet to fade without cashing it a little bit, but it's a double-head situation. But I do believe Milwaukee are going to win the series. So I took the Atlanta Hawks, like, when the series was tied. When the series was tied, or when they were up by one game. Because I was 55-1, and I didn't take it. And then the next day, I was like, man, I can't believe I didn't take it. It was still 21-1. And so I put $50. I put $50 on the Hawks to win the NBA championship, all right, at 21-1. So it pays back $1,150. Yet the only reason I did it, because I was thinking, well, if they get to the semifinals, I'll just take the other team and whatever, right? And, you know, I don't think Atlanta's really going to win. And if they win, then I'll have them going into the finals for real at 21-1. Now, it's only $1,150, but Milwaukee are such big series favorites, Steve. It kind of threw me off. I'm like, technically, I guess. So, you know, I just don't want to lose it. I'd rather cash in with something with Milwaukee, because I do think Milwaukee will win this series, Steve. I'll say Milwaukee in six.
So do you have a live future on the Bucks? Because, I mean, that was the team you liked before it all started.
Not as much as I'd like, no. No.
Yeah, because I was just saying, I mean, you've got a hedge already if you have the Bucks on a future ticket, too. And I'd probably just kind of let it ride at this point, because either way, you're going to have an edge going into the finals. You'd still be plus money either way, right? Because, I mean,
yeah.
But I get you want a little bit less on the Hawks, but it's hard when it's minus 460 on the series price, like you said.
It's too high on the series price, isn't it? Like, what do you think the series goes? Like, the Hawks, they're not going to get swept. The Hawks have shown that they're not sweep material. They've shown a lot of grit. You know, they played three games this year. The Bucks took two of them, but they were pretty close games. What do you think of the series?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big question is Atlanta really that underrated still, like we just talked about, you know, one of the best records in the league since March 1st, or was it just Philadelphia self-destructing? I mean, keep in mind, Philadelphia had big, like, you know, 15, 20-point leads in, like, five of the first six games until that game seven, and blew the 26-point game, the lead in game five. So I don't know. I just get a feeling like Philly should have won that series. I liked them in game seven. They lost outright, obviously. And Milwaukee's coming off a tough series, but I don't see the Hawks winning this series, but I agree with you. I could see them taking a few games, a couple games at least. And, You know, the Bucks are not exactly the most trustworthy team overall, even though they're the favorite to win it all now.
No, they're not. But at the same point in time, Steve, isn't there something to be stated? They did show some toughness here, didn't they, to fight through? They won at home when they had to. They went to Brooklyn and won when they had to, right? They dug down deep, but I get the feeling now. And I can't say that all the pressure's off of them, because the pressure's still on. If they lost, people would be pissing Budenholzer, and he could still get fired, right? Like, if they screwed this up. Because it also, Milwaukee had been this far before, right? People forget this. Like, people are like, oh, you know, Milwaukee are getting fired. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And in fact, they were in double overtime, and they were shot away from being up 3-0 and going to the finals most likely. So they've knocked on the door. I don't think they're going to let this go. Giannis has been in the league for a while now. I think it's his time to finally get to the finals. It's a nice run for Atlanta. I made some money with the Hawks along the way, but I think Milwaukee are the real deal. Yet Milwaukee and Phoenix are another story. That's going to be a hell of a series, Steve, because I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and I mean, Chris Paul should be back, I'd assume. So probably sometime this series, I would think, you know. And now that they have the 2-0 lead, they're sitting pretty, obviously, because they're going to get him back at some point. They've got the 2-0 lead. And isn't it great, the NBA, typical NBA, the Western Conference Finals has played 2 games already before the Eastern Conference Final even starts.
Yeah, why wouldn't they play tonight, Steve? Why
I know,
you have,
I agree.
Like I said that before, too. I don't get that.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's the TV schedule, I guess, dictates it, but I don't know how it really – I mean, maybe it's predetermined, but I'm not sure.
But,
speaking of which, I was thinking about this tonight, Gabe. What a nightmare for the networks. I mean, the Clippers-Suns is actually pretty good, but Bucks and Hawks, I mean, I guess you got Giannis, but – I mean, or Giannis,
yeah.
But I mean – and Trae Young, though. Trae Young is fun to watch, but I don't know. Atlanta is a big city. Yeah,
nobody,
I mean, but Milwaukee always is a small market. But then again, Brooklyn's who they wanted. I'm sure they would have rather had Brooklyn than Milwaukee. And that was one of my concerns, you know, and I was worried about Durant in Game 7. I ended up using the Bucks, by the way, as a best bet on Saturday in Game 7. I just felt like they'd been the better team once Irving had gone down. They'd been the better team in those games. They had the 16-point halftime lead in Game 5 when they lost. And I was worried about Durant, but then I'm thinking, you know, he couldn't have played any better in Game 5, and they still only won by 6. And he really couldn't have played any better in Game 7, and they still lost. I mean, he was just single-handedly carrying that team. And the Greek actually played better in Games 5, 6, and 7. He played pretty well. He's gone up a little bit in my ratings. You know, I'd always said he was a bit overrated MVP, but he has shown me something this postseason.
You know what? It was the last few games he dug down, right? You know what, you know, Steve? You know what the turning point was, dude? The turning point was? It was the game he didn't attempt one 3-point shot. That was the game. He was like, you know what? I'm not paid to take three-point shots. I've got to take it to Iraq. He also defended Durant more, right? Like he, you know, he. I think he realized his reputation was on the line, and he dug down deep. I think he can again, but, and I, you know, listen, I, you know, I believed in Milwaukee, but if you ask me right now, I don't think Phoenix can be beat, Steve. Phoenix looked like the best team in the NBA to me right now. I think they would beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, and they're playing without their starting point guard who averaged like over 20 points in the last round against the Nuggets and you know, Chris Paul. So pretty deep. And still amazing, though. Let's keep in mind what the Clippers are doing without Kawhi. And I know you've got a sweet spot for him, Gabe, you know, bringing the Raptors their championship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has been one of the great, you know, but he's been one of the great playoff performers in recent years. But had they had Paul George not missed those free throws, you know, they hold on to win him. George is playing better now. I mean, do we have to downgrade Kawhi a little bit? Had the Clippers gone on to, like, win this series, which doesn't look like it's going to happen now, but it was taking a little bit of that allure off him, I thought, the fact that L.A. was able to beat win those two games against Utah. I was surprised by that. But, yeah, Phoenix looks like a better team overall, and they're still shorthanded, and they've been the better team.
I was thinking the same thing tonight, Steve. And listen, obviously we're not going to take anything away from Kawhi Leonard, but I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, they didn't always look great with Kawhi in this playoffs, right? Like, they're balling without him. Like, they beat Utah without him. They're hanging with Phoenix without him. Like with Kawhi Leonard, would it really be different? You could say, oh, if they had Kawhi, they win for sure. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. They seem to be flowing right now without him, actually. It's kind of like Kawhi, when he first got there last year, some other guys resented him, Steve. Right? They're like, oh, God, the ball goes through him. It stops. It's all him. Like, they kiss his ass off the court. And it does cause, like, a, you know, sometimes, and I want to get your take after. We'll get a little baseball, because I got into it with a baseball guy this week about this, in which the Angels are no worse without Mike Trout ever. And, in fact, they're always better. Like, they don't lose anymore. And, in fact, like, in their history, with or without Mike Trout, there's a difference of 9 games. So, you're 9 games under 500 without Trout in his career, basically. And you're paying them like a gazillion dollars. You could split up and play like 3 good players for, right? You have the same damn record. It's something to think of. But, Steve, you know what I used to do all the time? And, man, it was fun, and I was damn good at it. I would take the Stanley Cup winner and the NBA winner. You know, but I would usually wait till, you know, you get to the finals, you parlay them together, and say, so you got the both championships going right now. So I'm on a future kick, Steve. And, you know, I'm a very impatient person. Maybe it's talking to a patient, disciplined man like yourself is wearing off on me. But, like, I've got a nice future on France to win the Euro. I've got, you know, I jumped in on that Hawks just to play the numbers here. But I also have my Montreal Canadiens at 10-1, and I see they're popping up right now at 4-1 right now. But I have to tell you, I already have the Canadians at 10-1, and I think the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to win the Stanley Cup. As big a Canadian fan as I am, the Lightning are a juggernaut. So just for the record, a Phoenix Suns, Tampa Bay Lightning, championship parlay, plus 260. Phoenix to win the title, Tampa to win the title. Although I already have the Habs at 10-1.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
All right, this is a shocking development, but we've got a bunch of freaks in our chat here tonight. Although I got to give him credit, there's a couple of good, there's been some good observations this evening. I give points to Ty Rich, Steve. Ty Rich says, and Matthias, this is for you as the Clipper fan. Ty Rich says that Steve Ballmer's brought nothing but disruption to the Clippers. Bring back Donald Sterling. Steve Ballmer's been nothing but a problem. Bring back Donald, sir. Nothing but a problem. We got other people that want to relocate the Orlando Magic to Tampa. All right. We got some. Move the Magic to Vegas and the Pelicans to Seattle. Yeah. All right. I think we got some people that are on some things tonight, Merrill. People are playing the location game here. I don't know what the hell's going on here. And speaking of which, hey, not a bad night for me, Merrill. The Montreal Canadiens win, one win away from the Stanley Cup. I cash a bunch of tickets. I had the Habs plus 210. I had the under 5.5. For the record, every game's gone under 5.5 in the series. But my Toronto Raptors, Steve, now have the fourth pick in the draft. They came in with the seventh pick, and boom, they had a 31% chance to work their way up, and they did. And we got the fourth pick in the upcoming draft tonight. I was hoping to win the damn lottery, but you can't get greedy, Merrill.
Yeah, you could do pretty good with the fourth. I mean, it is still kind of a crapshoot with these 18 and 19-year-olds. But how quickly the Raptors have fallen to be the fourth drafting team overall. You know, we wouldn't have seen that a few years ago when they won the title.
Whoa. Settle down, Merrill. Settle down.
Yeah. You'd rather them have the 30th pick.
Hey, we played in Tampa this year. Speaking of Tampa, City of Champions. Tampa Bay Lightning. Steve, Tampa really is the City of Champions. American League
pennant and the two World Championships. They were 2.5 out of three.
They went to the World Series. They lost. They won the Stanley Cup Finals, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They don't want the Orlando Magic. that would severely downgrade their average win rating.
Hey, always comes up, but I don't know what name it was, but I saw that the Washington football team got rejected for one of the names that they asked for.
You know, I never made the connection, Gabe, that Orlando Magic is probably what Magic Kingdom. I never noticed that till just now. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that? I mean, I'd never heard that mentioned, but yeah, I'm assuming that's why they said Magic. I never realized that before. Well, so what name was rejected for the Redskins?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It's probably Red Hogs or Red Tails because they're too damn good. I mean, you know how that works.
Steve, you and I, we got to get together. We'll make a time and we'll conference call. You and I will call we got to call the headquarters together. We'll say, listen, we're going to end your problem right now, all right?
FanDuel's got a lot of pull nowadays. In fact, FanDuel is the official sports book of the Washington Redskins.
So he's saying,
that's why they got the first license here in Virginia. We actually do have a connection there. All seriousness, they're the official book of the football team. And that's the only time I'll call them the football team, just because I'm trying to be nice here. But until they have a damn nickname, I refuse to call them the football team. It's so ridiculous.
I always think of WTF, though, like, or what the F, you know what I mean?
I know. WFP, but it's so close.
Yeah, whatever. It's the same thing, Merrill. You see it, you just think that.
I agree.
You see it, you just think that. No, but I think, listen, I want to get into the draft too much, but the Raptors, Steve, are a good team. They had COVID. They were playing in another city on a neutral court. The wheels fell off for them. But I think they're it's like the Colts almost, like a good team that got a chance. One bad year, boom, got Andrew Luck, and we're good again. Raptors have a lot of cap space. They're going to be back in Toronto next year. They're going to be fine. So we're going to get into the hockey. Don't worry. There's going to be some Vegas. We got to gloat a little bit. We take it when we lose. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. We get to the Islanders, too, with McKinnis. Islanders and Tampa. I'm telling you, I think the Islanders are going to win tomorrow. The Montreal Canadiens were the first team to punch their ticket, guys, into the semifinals, even though they started later than everybody. So remember, they rushed us, and we actually started sweeping people, and we got there first. You're going to see, ironically enough, the same damn thing's going to happen again. Same thing's going to happen again. The Islanders will win tomorrow. Montreal will win on Thursday, and then Montreal will be waiting for the winner of Game 7. We'll all have to eagerly anticipate and wait, see how this plays out. And Steve, the Canadians are one win away for me getting on a plane and going there too, Steve. I'm gonna go there and set up shop, do the shows from out of there.
From Montreal?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am rooting for the Canadians now for you. I was already kind of indifferent, so I was glad to see you happy on Game 3 the other night. And for the listeners out there who don't realize it, I turned on the game with 2 minutes to go, the first game I've turned on all season, I think, and saw them score the tying goal, and then I watched the overtime. So I was thinking, man, I'm good luck. Forgot to turn on Game 4 and Vegas 1 before I turned it on in overtime, so maybe I could have made the difference there. But I did not watch any of it tonight, so I'm officially not – part of this now because they won easy without me watching. But it's funny though, Gabe, like the better team lost the games 3 and 4 basically, but I assume Montreal was the better team tonight.
Yeah, they've been the better team for most of the series, to be honest. You know, they really have been, but hockey is a cruel sport like that. There's not a lot of room for error, goalies and all that, right? Like in basketball, right. If you're the better team, you're the better team, right? Like football, if you were the better team, you're the better team. Hockey, I'd say the two sports, Steve, hockey and soccer.
Soccer, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hockey,
soccer.
Soccer, same thing, right? You could have like 10 shots on goal, whatever. You missed the net, you hit the crossbar, the goalie made a bunch of nice saves. The other team had 2 shots on goal and drilled one home, right? It happens all the time in soccer.
And what's the common denominator? The two lowest
exactly.
scoring sports. Yeah,
exactly.
So not a surprise.
And that's why you as a numbers guy, Steve, we get back to the crazy number. That the Vegas were minus 450 and the series almost comes back to Atlanta. But it goes to show, Steve, how about that? How about the difference between hockey and basketball? Because, look, you and I were just talking about the Milwaukee line. So 460, right? Milwaukee Bucks. We're like, wow, that's pretty high. It's pretty high. The Vegas Golden Knights were the exact same price against the Montreal Canadiens. That's the biggest price in 31 years in semifinal history in the NHL. You have to go all the way back to 1989. And imagine, Steve, the number in 1989, the Calgary Flames were minus 1,500 against the Chicago Blackhawks in 1989.
It's funny, too. I remember the Capitals when they finally made the Stanley Cup in 98 when I was still a diehard. I played the Red Wings to sweep 4-0. I think the series price was only like 180. And back then, you know, Stanley Cup teams were sweeping all the time in the 90s, and the Caps had never been there. The Red Wings were a dynasty, basically, with Fedorov and stuff still. And I remember seeing that 4-0 price. It's one of the few times I've ever liked a 4-0 sweep. Very rarely do I not. I don't look at those props. I think they're kind of random and difficult to handicap. But I think that series price, I'd have to go back and look, but it wasn't that big. So that puts in perspective how big like 4.5-1 is for just a conference semifinal. Because I thought that was a huge mismatch back in 98. And unfortunately, I was right. I was there watching games 3 and 4. But, I think sometimes these numbers just get away from the odds makers now.
All right, Steve Merrill kicking it with us. So just for the record, we talked about it. A Suns Lightning parlay plus 260. And let me just take this. So Suns Canadians. What would that pay right now? 9-1. Phoenix Suns. Oh, how about this? I'm seeing a Montreal Canadiens, Steve. I just said, they were plus 400. There's 350s popping up right now. People always remember what they saw last, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're finally not only that, but the 4-1 win. I mean, a couple 4-1 wins on the road, right? I mean, that's pretty impressive. It's not like they're squeaking by with overtime 1-0 wins like they were doing in some of the other rounds. You know, I mean, they're outscored them 8-2 the last two games on the road.
No, exactly. They played 3 games in Vegas, and Montreal won 2 of them. And the Montreal fans, like even just locals, are taking the place over. Like the Canadians have them on the ropes, but Vegas are a good team. Yet the Montreal Canadiens have exposed their flaws, and Vegas won in Montreal on Sunday, Steve, in overtime. All right, they won, and it was the first time the Canadiens have lost with fans since they've had fans back. They're not losing two times in a row at home, the Canadiens. The series is coming to an end on Thursday. It's done. It's done. And it's a massive holiday, actually, as well, in Quebec, in Montreal on Thursday already, just by chance, in which there's, like, parties and concerts. Now, I guess due to COVID, it won't be as crazy, but people are going to be on the streets anyways. They don't care. So it's going to be a freaking mad house. I wanted to go for that and be there, and I considered it, but I'm not Drake. I don't have, you know, I start getting on planes, buying tickets the day before. That starts costing money, Steve. And I kind of set up the shows and everything. And also the thing is the tickets are damn expensive, bro. Right? It's like $1,000, $1,500 to get into the building in Montreal for a ticket.
So, well, yeah, because there's like only 3,500 people allowed in, yet they're allowing like 2,000 on the sidewalk crammed on top of each other, which is 10 times more dangerous. That was pissing me off, by the way.
When I saw that,
really irritated. I meant to talk to you about that. We hadn't talked since I saw that. When I was watching Game 3 after we spoke Friday night, I'm like, this is ridiculous. They could have them spread out in the arena easily, another 3,000-4,000. It's just silly.
Well, the police can't do anything if tens of thousands of people hit to the streets, Steve, right? And they're not going to do anything. What are they going to do? And they're not going to do anything. And I agree. Like, what's the – from a public health standpoint, what's the point of allowing 28,000 people to hover outside the arena with 3,500 people in it, Steve? Like, what's the –
It's ridiculous.
I said the same thing, Steve. I was in a city this year where they were playing NHL hockey all year, Steve. No fans allowed. Yet there's a bar literally like a block or like across the street that was packed all the time of people watching the games in a close, tight spot. It's like, so the bar is open, but the arena isn't? It's like the arena is kind of bigger and safer, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? Like, but hey, they're whack jobs, Steve. I don't want to get into it, but they're nut jobs for this stuff. It's all for
show. Well, the other thing, too, Gabe, is that three-quarters.
It's all for show.
Well, three-quarters of the arena is taped off. Like, all the fans are on one side of the ice. So, like, if you're worried about it, put, like, 1,000 on one side, 1,000 on the other, 500 in the end zone, 500 in the end zone. You know, it's like, it makes zero sense to me. It just shows there's no logic to half of this.
Steve Merrill.
I just hate it because the Canadians have a semifinal. They're about to have a Stanley Cup Finals, and they're not going to have anybody in the arena. I just hate seeing that. It's just awful.
That's unbelievable. I know, but I like to look into the fact that maybe if the arena was packed, they wouldn't have won. They would have choked.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I'm dead serious. Look, the Tampa Bay Lightning, Steve, have been like one of the best team in the league for like the last 5 years type thing, but they always choked in the playoffs. They went into the bubble with no fans. They won easily. Boom, they won.
Yeah,
that is true,
though.
The Los Angeles Dodgers, Steve, never won, right? Problems. Whatever, kind of a weird season, bubble, no fans, playing the World Series in Texas, neutral field, boom, Dodgers win easily. I don't know. There's something to that, Steve. Like the Lakers in a bubble last year, there's something to that. Like the bubbles are different, bro, than the other stuff. They just are.
Well, I think a neutral field or like a lack of fans, the better team should have the edge because it takes out those intangibles. Remember the Twins back in the Metrodome, you know, like in baseball stuff.
Yeah,
so I think there's something to that.
Yeah, and you also, too, even coaches and players talk about it. Some players feed off the fans and play better when there's hate or they're booing and, like, there's energy. And some guys don't like pressure. Remember Kirk Cousins got criticized because he said point blank. He goes, I prefer it without fans. Kirk Cousins liked it better without fans. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, live matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Steve Merrill with us. All right, so we discussed the insanity of not having more fans. Almost it's like the insanity of how come the Clippers and Phoenix played again. Tonight, we got to wait for tomorrow. Steve, what do you think about the opening game tomorrow? Is the number a little bit too high as far as the point spread is concerned? I like Milwaukee in the series, but I'm seeing eights on the board here right now. It's kind of high, bro. Atlanta can ball, man. I don't think Milwaukee is going to blow these guys out. That feels like a lot of points, eight right now.
Yeah, I mean, both teams coming off, you know, pivotal game seven on Saturday and Sunday, so you could say they both could be a little fatigued. And there again, I think that, you know, probably would lean towards the dog if that's the case. I was wrong with Atlanta. You know, I liked Philly in games five, six, and seven. They blow a 26-point lead. I get the win in six, not close in seven. But once again, I feel like Atlanta's time's kind of running out. I do think Milwaukee wins this series, but I think Atlanta probably picks up one or two games along the way.
And Phoenix open up as one-point favorites on the road in game three. Against the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, I've been looking for a first half line. I haven't seen it yet. I saw FanDuel's minus one for the game. And, of course, the Clippers in that 0-2 game three spot, we know they're going to have to probably make them a first half favorite, even though they're a dog for the game.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's the other opportunity. Merrill's reminding us about the prop. You know, Steve, I got bad luck in baseball tonight. I took the Mets. I had the under. We cashed a ticket with that, but Stroman exits the game. But, man, we told you guys, the Mets, there's always something's going to happen to the Mets. And we're going to go in your backyard. I've been telling people, the Washington Nationals, 20-1 to win the division. It's a crazy number. When you consider the Braves are plus 650, the Phillies are plus 650, why are the Nationals 20-1? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, FanDuel is not sleeping on the World Series odds. The third overall favorite right now is the Mets at plus 850. Hard to disagree with that. If they can make the playoffs, which they're winning the division now, and DeGrom stays healthy, and then Stroman's healthy, that's a tough rotation in any seven-game series.
There's a better chance of every rat in New York City getting on a boat and going on a cruise. I don't know if that was the best analogy, but whatever.
Yeah, I got where you're going.
Yeah. Steve Merrill with us. Late Night Anger Management Class. I was going to replace it with another analogy, and it was just worse. I was like, no, don't do that. All right, thanks, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe.
Bring it.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.